أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. صلوات الله. In this hadith, our beloved Prophet is saying, and the hadith is narrated in Al-Muhajjatul Bayda, that whoever exercises ikhlas and sincerity for 40 mornings, jarat yanabi'ul hikmah, the fountains of wisdom will come out of his qalb, his heart, and will flow over his tongue. And this is one of those ahadith of the Holy Prophet which require a lot of explanations. And it is the responsibility of a believer to strive throughout his life so that we can also fall in the category of mukhlisin, and more importantly, the category of mukhlasin. And ikhlas is required for our ibadat. We are supposed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the ikhlas in the ibadat and sidq in the niyyat. The intentions need to be truthful and the ibadat has to be sincere. And our scholars of akhlaq say, although, like I said, there's a lot to be talked about this hadith, but if we want to put it in a nutshell, in the simplest words, ikhlas is defined as removal of the creatures from the middle. That means you just remove all the khalaiq, between you and Allah. Just remove all of them aside. Just the ibadat has to be just between the abd and the ma'bud. So ikhlas, the simplest description of ikhlas is removal of the khalq. That means removal of the entire creatures from the middle. And sidq, truthfulness towards Allah, is defined in the simplest words that we do not hold any wazn or qeemat or value or weight for none of our ibadat and ita'at in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what ibadat we do, we still do not hold any wazn or qeemat for our ibadat in our minds. As long as we are still holding wazn and qeemat for our ibadat and ita'at, we have not reached the level of sidq. We are not part of the sadiqeen and siddiqeen. In order for us to become part of the sadiqeen and siddiqeen, which is a very long way to reach, but we have to remove this, we need to not hold any weight or value for our worships. This is exactly what happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced the creation of a khalifa on the earth. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Certainly, I am going to make a khalifa, a vicegerent on earth. And that's where we find the angels of Allah started to object and say towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَعَ وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Are you placing there, are you making someone who is going to spread fasad and mischief? مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا. Somebody who's going to do fasad on earth, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ, and going to shed the blood. Whereas we are the ones who نُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ, we glorify your praise. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and hold you muqaddas. That means regard the sanctity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do the taqdees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our muhaqqiqeen say, the angels of Allah held a value and wasn't for their ibadat in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they saw their own ita'at with the eyes of rida and pleasure. That means they were pleased with the ibadat that they were doing. They were not supposed to do like, behave like this in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah commands them, usjudu li adama. And who says that to Adam? Again, our muhakkikeen say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the wazn and qeemat of their ibadat, their tasbih and taqdees to be removed from their minds. So they no longer hold any value for their tasbih and taqdees and ibadat. And don't consider their ibadat to be that they are radhi and pleased with what they have done. So Allah asked them, do sajda towards Adam. So we find this sajda towards Adam alayhi salam was actually, Adam alayhi salam was just the qibla of the sujood. It is not allowed in Islam to do sajda towards any human being. We do the sajda and ruku only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam mein, idhi ghairullah ki tasar janib sajda nahi kiya jata hai. Sajda aur ruku sirf khuda ke liye hote hain. We don't do the prostration or, you know, the ruku towards anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, it was not actually meant for Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Kana lillahi ubudiyatan wa ta'zeeman wa ikraman lana. The hadith of Imam Salih alayhi salam says,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And this is the was,
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
sajda was actually ubudiyat of Allah wa ta'zeeman wa ikraman lana, and it was for the sake of paying respect and holding the azamat of the noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because Hazrat Adam was carrying the noor in the sulb, the noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that is the reason Allah wanted the angels of Allah and Iblis to do the sajda as ibadat of Allah, plus paying respect and holding azamat and greatness for this noor which is carried in the sulb.
Ta'zeeman wa ikraman lana.
So this is how Allah is removing the wazan and value of their tasbih and taqdees. They really didn't have the right to say what they said, because they didn't know even how to do tasbih and taqdees. The hadith informs us, sabbahna fa sabbahatil malaika. We did the tasbih, and then the angels learned how to do the tasbih. So they did the tasbih because of us. So basically, in other words, they didn't even know how to do the tasbih and taqdees. They learned the very tasbih and taqdees from the tasbih of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. So they don't have the right to hold any wazan and value for the ibadah, peace and salam. So this is very important to keep in mind, that if a person wants to reach the marhala and stage of sidq and become one of the sadiqeen, then he should not hold any value or wazn for his own ita'at towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what level we reach, there is a long way still to go for us. So we are not there yet. We are not there at the destination. Our ibadat doesn't really carry that value, so we can hold that value for our ibadat. So we find that in the time of Mansur al-Dawanaqi, la'natullahi alayh, he, in order to insult Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he invited 70 of those magicians from the city of Babul of Iraq, which was very famous since centuries about magic, and invited those sahara, those magicians into his darbar, so that he can make Imam Sadiq alayhi salam embarrassed in front of everyone in the darbar. These 70 magicians were brought, and they prepared certain shapes and forms and pictures of wild animals. And those wild pictures of the wild animals were placed next to each magician. And all of them are now sitting in the darbar. And Harun Mansur al-Dawanaqi is sitting over the throne. And then he sent somebody to bring Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Now that everything is prepared and ready to insult the Imam, in their niyat and intention, now they call Imam forcibly. Imams never used to go to the darbar of the Tawut. They were always forced to go towards the darbar of the Tawagheed. So we find when Imam alayhi salam was forcibly brought, and the narration tells us when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam looked at those magicians and those pictures of the wild animals that they have placed next to each magician, he said, "Do you know who I am? I am that Hujjat of Allah who cancelled the magic of your ancestors in the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam." And this is so true. This is the same one noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt that was being carried. Isn't it right? The hadith says, "Kuntu," from the Holy Prophet, "Kuntu ana wa anta nuran bayna yaday Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala qabla an yakhluq Allahu Adama bi 14 alf aam." The Prophet says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Me and you were noor in front of Allah before Allah created Adam, 14,000 years before Allah created Adam." And we don't know whether the Prophet is talking about 14,000 years of this world and the count of this year, this the years of this world, you know, 12 months and 365 days, or he's talking about the count of that world, which equals to 50,000 years of this world. We don't know about that. That information is unknown. So Prophet says to Imam Ali, كُنْتُ أَنَا وَأَنْتَ نُورًا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ بِأَرْبَعَةَ عَشْرَ أَلْفِ عَامٍ. So me and you were Noor in front of Allah before Allah created Adam, 14,000 years before He created Adam. And then this Noor was transferred. Salaka. This Noor was transferred. Lam yazalillahu yanquluhu min sulbin ila sulb. Allah was constantly transferring this Noor from one sulb to the other, one lineage of one father to the other, till Allah reached Abdul Muttalib alayhi salam. Thumma qassamahu qismain. Then Allah divided the Noor into two. He gave one qism, one part of the Noor to my father Abdullah, and the other part of the Noor to my uncle Abu Talib alayhi salam. So then he says, فَعَلِيٌّ minni wa ana minhu lahmuhu lahmi wa damuhu dami. Ali is from me and I am from him. His blood, his flesh is my flesh, and his blood is my blood. So we find that we don't even know. The whole universe was created in front of them. They know everything of this world inside out before everything was being created. Everything was created in front of them. They were the first creatures. They're the ones who are wasitatul fail. Isn't it right? We call them wasitatul fail. The means of transferring of every ni'mat without exception from Allah to the whole universe through them. So every ni'mat of Allah, according to our belief system, Isna Ashari belief system, every ni'mat of Allah has to come to the hujjat of the time first. And then it gets distributed to the rest of the universe according to what everyone deserves to get. According to what we deserve to get. According to the justice system, social justice system of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-adalatul istima'iyya. The social justice system of Quran. So things are distributed by the Imam of the time. Everything that is taking place, including the prophets of God, without exception, all the prophets of God, without exception, received every ni'mat of Allah through the Noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So our Prophet and Ahlul Bayt are serving as a wasitatul fail, a means of transferring of all blessings in even towards the prophets and their deputies. So Imam Salih alayhi salam is telling the truth. I am that Hujjat of Allah. Did Imam Ali alayhi salam say also that kuntu ma'al anbiya'i sirran wa ma'a Rasulullah jahran? I was with Rasulullah openly, you know, and I was with the prophets of God hiddenly and with Rasulullah openly. Say salawat, please. So all these blessings have been transferring. This Noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt precisely was the one helping every Prophet of God at the time of need. It was this Noor that was helping the Prophets. This is the help of God. When we say seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not a jism. He is not a body to come and get transferred from one spot to the other. These are the qualities of transferring, are the qualities of bodies. Allah is not a body. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His help is, we seek the help of Allah, someone has to come on behalf of Allah to help. Who is that someone? Who deserves to be the help of God? The one who is the manhar and reflection of every name and every attribute of Allah deserves to come as the helper on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the Noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, please say salawat. So it's the Noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt which has been playing the entire role of transferring all the blessings. And we must recognize that. So Imam alayhi salam said, I am the hujjat, that hujjat of Allah, which cancelled the magic of your ancestors in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And then Imam alayhi salam commands all those faces of animals, wild animals, their faces and pictures that they made. And Imam commanded those pictures, grab these people who are sitting next to you. And those faces converted into live wild animals, and they ate up all those magicians.